Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best on Lord Jesus for you. If you're having a comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time, we thank God for all you listening. And those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Saturday and you know what that means. Full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on, I just want to take this time to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. And may the Lord strengthen you on the journey with him. And I know that at times that you get kind of weak and tedious, but I pray that the Lord will release strength in your life that you may press on. And I pray that it will go to your loved ones as well, because this is a day that we need to press on. And I know that there's many challenges that have been before you, but if you press on, you will see that the reward is going to be greater than the test. And that's one thing definitely I can contribute to the Lord or say about the Lord is that whatever he blesses you with, the manifest blessing or reward is always, it always outlive or outdo or outweigh, you know, the problem. And sometimes we do, as a people, forget that. And we become very focused on the circumstance. So that has happened to all of us at some point in our walk with the Lord, that we forget that the reward of the Lord outweighs the trouble. And I'm so grateful for that. And so continue to expect and look for the Lord in these last days to manifest marvelous blessings among his people. And know, as we tell you this on the broadcast, you know, we're not just trying to tell you something just to be saying something. We stand behind telling you this. There are going to be manifestation of great blessings coming for the people of God. There's going to be turnarounds in many of God's people's lives. God is going to turn situations around. Amen. And we're just grateful for it. And thank God for it, that what the Lord is doing. And amen. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because people, he is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. He is definitely worthy. Amen. And to you out there that are newcomers to Christ, I want to give this message, this word to you. Some of you may be asking, what's next? I've come to the Lord. What do I do now? Do I just go to church, say a few hallelujahs, and go home? What do I do? Well, the next thing you have to do is come to understand that God wants you to grow. And the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2 to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Oh, God bless you, brother. Thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for you as well. And so for those of you that are babes in Christ, your next step is that the Lord in his word, it is a desire for you to grow. And so now to grow, you have to feed upon the word of God and establish a study life, a prayer life, and you walk in according to what you study. God wants you to grow spiritually. He doesn't want you sitting in one place. And it's sad that there are some in the Christian community who after years are still babes in Christ. They have not grown. Okay. And there have been reasons for that. Sometimes, you know, some of the reasons be that, you know, men in the ministry has not taken them up under their wing. I've come across babes in Christ where that, you know, let's say a minister did a good job of bringing them to Christ, but after that they drop. You know, they just leave them out there, and the babes don't know. They don't know what to study. They don't know about the milk or the meat of the word. They, you know, they lost. So, and then you got the other part of that equation where that you have some that don't make themselves available. And what I mean about that is that, you know, as ministers, we're called to teach the word of God. But as a person that just got saved, you know, we're not called to drag you from your house. So you have to do your part. When your pastor say, hey, Sunday school at 9, go to Sunday school, okay, and go on time. You know, you have people that straggle in late, and if they ain't straggling in late, they come to Sunday school every now and then. But people, that's where your learning period come in at. That's where your teaching and expounding come in on the Sunday school and what we call through the week Bible study, okay? So you have a preaching period and you have a teaching period. And
Amen.
The difference is that the preaching period is proclamation. And the teaching period is expounding, okay? And so when you in the preaching service and the pastor says something you don't understand, I mean, you ain't going to just cut him off in the middle of him preaching. And, Pastor, what that word mean? You know, if you do that, then everybody in that congregation is bound to swing their head to look at you. And that look is, what is you doing? Okay? But if you are in Sunday school, which is a more expounding part of the service, it is a more slowdown period where questions can be asked, scriptures can be expounded on, words can be broken down. And so that's the period right there that you want
Amen.
To get the learning. Too many people, and I've talked to people in through the years, you know, they will rather do 50, 60 hours on the job, even come in on Sundays. But when you start talking about Sunday school, what I would hear from them, they said, well, I don't hardly go. Well, why you don't go? Well, you know, sometimes they be having it too early. I said, having too early? What time they have? Oh, 9:30. I said, wait a minute. I said, so you can work on your job. And they tell you to come in at 6 or 7 in the morning. You have no problem doing that, okay?
Amen.
And but when it comes to Sunday school, you say it's too early. Okay, so that kind of tells me about your heart, okay, that really – you're not really into wanting to learn. Because people, and this goes for whether they're good or good intention or bad intention, when somebody really want to do something and into something, they're going to make provisions or do things to try to accomplish that task, okay?
Amen.
When you really want to do something. And if you really want to learn the word, you make yourself available. And I've heard too many people make excuses, and that was one of the excuses. Oh, they have it too early. So we have it too early. Yeah, what time they have it? Oh, it's 9:30. Oh, I said, okay. I said, but you're here on the job, and your job requires you to come in at 6 and 7 in the morning, and you're doing 50, 60 hours in a week. So that one Sunday, you're asked to come in at 9:30, and you can't come? Wow. Tells me a whole lot there, a whole lot. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom.
Okay, I'm a student today. The director is there, so the directors carry on.
Amen, brother. God bless you. God bless your brother, Nate, Fania, and I thank you for the words that you brought forth. And I didn't get the message until late, but I thank God. I thank God. And as the brother was talking, it came to my mind, and I was thinking about, you know, when the word, when you're in the word, and I think and I praise the Lord, and I hope that sometime the brother on the broadcast, he, you know, calls out places that other people are listening from. But I hope that who's ever online tonight have a listening ear, not just for what I have to say, but what the word of God have to say, because we are living in these last, not only the last days, but these last and evil days.
Amen.
And I was just thinking about, when the brother was talking, that when God say that he's going to do something, it's always, you know, it's a part that we have to play in this. Like the brother, you know, talking about Sunday school and people not showing up for Sunday school, you know, there is a part, you know, that where our blessings come in. Maybe your blessing is in Sunday school. Maybe that's where your blessing is. But if you don't show up, then you have lost your blessing. And I just thank and I praise God. And I was thinking tonight, in the scripture, Hosea, it talks about in the first verse, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord has a contrary with this inhabitants of the land, controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. And I was thinking about that, and with the scripture talk about that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know, it's because they have rejected knowledge. I was thinking about this, the book, which is a bridge, a virgin to the Bible, the word of the Lord that's brought to mankind by a hand of an angel. I understand that a lot of people have not, they do not have this book. Some have not even heard of this book, because I've been around a number of years, and when it was presented to me, I had never heard about it or of it. But I thank and I praise the Lord, because, now we have, and you find people where they reject knowledge. This book is knowledge. And you can't say, that Jesus said or God said that, don't add or take away anything from his word. But he never said he was not going to add. He was not going to add. And that's what he's doing in this day and time, that he's adding. And along with that, I was thinking that, you know, as the brother was talking, that the church is not immune to bullying. You know, what the kids go to school and they said they'd be bullied at school. You know, there's bullying going on in the church. And it happens with Adam as well as with the children, you know. And I understand that when you are in church that you are under authority. But we got to be prayed up, fasted up, and as the brother said, by getting into that word. And I'm going to say I'm guilty. A lot of us are guilty of that, because we sat and we are bullied in the church. I can't say that I have been bullied in the church, but you know what? A lot of people are bullied in the church, and so therefore we have to be wise. We have to be watchful, and we do have a head or authority over us. And as I said, that bullying is not the word bullying is not in the Bible, but it does talk about Brutus, and it talks about the Brutus. It's associated with thieves and assassins and beasts. Now, the Bible does talk about that. And it tells us, you know, that, when someone of authority or whatever is trying to and it has happened, and I know it has happened, and I've been around when it happened, is telling you what you got to do or whatever. But I tell you this, when the Lord speaks to you and tells you someone things, the Lord has already told it to you. You might have rejected it because we reject authority. And maybe that's what happened, that we rejected some authority. The reason that we are not following through, but when the Lord gives someone something to tell you, and it's a blessing because the Lord has already told it to you. And some people want to say, well, when these things happen in the church, that the scripture said, turn the other cheek. He didn't say for you to be bullied and beat down. And you Amen. Need to know what the word in Matthew is talking about when it talks about, bullying by turning the other cheek, by turning the other cheek. We need to know what the word is talking about when, people tell you that. Cause people like to tell you that you should turn the other cheek, when it's good for in their favor. And I just thinking, and I praise the Lord, because that I think that is something that need to be taught or brought forth about being bullied in the church. Because I know the word also said that, the message in the message book, the Lord said, if speak in peace and power, will my people hear? And that's where a lot of us has lost out on, knowledge, because we don't hear. We don't care how the Lord speaks. We don't hear. And I thank and I praise the Lord for the word when it comes forth. And the brother's talking about the Sunday school where the teaching goes on. And I thank and I praise the Lord for that, because I'm trying. I know that we are living in these last and evil days, and I really want to learn and to get all that I can. I just want to be a servant and obedient and do what the Lord has for me to do. And I thank and I praise the Lord, because when the brother tells us something sometime and he says, look it up, I stirred it. I heard Brother Nathaniel a lot of times, he talks about not only just reading and studying, but he talks a lot on meditating on the word. And we have to train ourselves to know the voice of God, and that is through the word and meditating upon the word. Amen. Where we train ourselves to know God. And the word tells us, that we need to pray mightily unto the Lord. Well, in the message book that, some people haven't heard about it, but I'm telling you, if you would just read it, if you don't have it, the brother, he gives a link, a phone number, where you can receive it. I belong to the Church of Christ with the Elijah Message headquarters in Missouri, 608 Lacey Road. I hear the brother on the broadcast, he tells you this all the time. And I would suggest that you get the book and read it. Don't judge the book before you read it. I presented this to a pastor, and he never even read it, but he told me, a man just wrote that, and he should admit that he wrote that. Well, he never said that, he brought the words or gave the words that was given unto him. Yes, did you read the book before you jumped to judgment? And that's where we make a lot of mistakes, that we make a decision about what God wants us to do. We accept the man that men has to say, and when we should wait. That's the thing. We don't have time to wait on the Lord. We don't have time to search out and seek out to see if this is of God. And that is why a lot of knowledge is rejected, because we are not taking the time. And I just thank and I praise the Lord, because I will tell you right now, I'm not setting anyone up to believe in any man. Because if you are seeking the Lord, he's going to direct you in which way that you should go. And he's not going to tell you to put your arm of flesh and put your trust in man. He's going to tell you to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we need to do, because people have been trusting in man so long and believing all types of things in the scripture and really understanding from man's understanding what the scriptures say instead of understanding through the spirit what God has to say about things that's going on, like how many people believe in the rapture, and you have been taught wrong, and you have misunderstanding, believing that, instead of seeking the Lord for yourself and understanding. You need to seek the Lord also to understand it, where the Lord said, name his name. He didn't say name the church after the first church of Saul or the Lutheran church or this church. He said, name the church in my name. And these are all misunderstanding. They are all something that man has said, and you have grabbed a hold to it, ran with it, instead of seeking the Lord for yourself as the Lord say. And I just think, I praise the Lord, and I think that people should know and understand it, and even meditate upon it, that there is bullying in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, as the word says, think on these things. There's bullying in the church. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
You'll be up next. You're up next, sister.
All right. Okay. Yes. I thank the Lord, you know, for the great conversation, you know, that that went forth today, that Sister Anderson, you know, was speaking on. You know, I truly thank the Lord, you know, because his word is truth. And, you know, and his word is what we have to stand on and to hold on to. Even though we might not feel it, but it is true. And the Lord is answering, you know, our prayer. And as you know, Jeremiah 33:3 came to me. And it said, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou know not of. And, you know, as we call unto the Lord, he say that he will hear our prayers. And, you know, and he is calling for everyone. He calling for the women, you know, to come forth, you know, as great intercessors, you know, on the behalf of his people, you know, that we might cry out to him and that we might cry mightily, you know, unto him. And I just want to read here in Jeremiah 9:17. And what the Lord will say, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye, call for the mourning women that they might come, and send for cunning women that they might come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive the words of his mouth, and teach your daughter wailing, and everyone their neighbor lamentation. For death is coming into our windows, and is entering into our palaces, to cut off the children from without, and the young men from the street. Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the hands fall after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. And see what the Lord is telling us, to come before him. And Jeremiah, he was saying, consider ye.
Yes, amen.
Consider them. And he said, and call for them that they might come and that they might send up a lamentation before the Lord, that they will come before him in weeping and wailing and travailing, for all mankind, and saying, the Lord, we're going to hear our prayers. And he began to tell us, now you teach your daughter, you teach them wailing, in lamentation. You teach them, how to pray, and to cry out, unto the Lord. And if we would just take and we would look on how death is trying to take claim, on our young men, and that is to take them away and to take them off of the face of the earth, from their children, and how he is killing the seed, right before our eyes. But the Lord said, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If we will come before him and take up that cross and that lamentation before him, he will do something, for our children. For the young men, that is out here, that is losing their lives. And I just thank the Lord for how he just, brought that to me. And, how we just have to take hold of that word and say, yes, yes. And that's just like what me and Sister Anderson were talking. And I was telling her that how when the word of the Lord was speaking, when this troubles is that if it's not of him, if it don't calm the soul, it is not him. And I told her I was learning how to take hold to that word, take hold to that truth, and apply it to me because of the Lord said it. And I said, he give me peace.
Mm-hmm.
And just thank the Lord, for his word. And I really enjoy the broadcast. I learned so much. Even sometimes you think you're not getting it. But when you all by yourself, then that's when the Lord began to start teaching it, to you. And so I thank the Lord, and I thank the Lord for everyone that be tuned in to this broadcast, that whenever you can, and how the Lord truly blesses us.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's truly indeed, as your sister said, it's truly indeed a blessing to be able to give the gospel of Jesus Christ over the airways to all that are listening. And once again, the dashboard here on Blog Talk Radio shows the top five countries that's listening. And, there's Germany on here and South Korea, and there's Uganda on here among, and I think Japan is the other. And we welcome all that's listening. Our job is to give you the word of God. Our job is to tell you of the work that Jesus is doing through his angel messenger, the Elijah, in these last days. The work of restitution and restoration, that's our job. Our job is to give you the word and to point you to Christ. That's what we are called of the Lord to do. And the Lord shall have a bride that he's going to return to, a people who will be faithful unto Christ. And we're living in a time now, this last hour, where the Lord is sending his word from heaven. So those of you who are listening, yes, our Lord is doing a work. Some of you may be discouraged because you're seeing what is happening in the Christian community. You're seeing many is turning away from the faith. You see the spirit of worldliness has entered within many of the churches. And some of you are feeling discouraged. And at the same time, you're wondering, Lord, are you doing anything? Well, the answer is yes. And he's been sending his angel messenger, the Elijah, to bring the word unto the people. a process of where the true bride will come forth and where this word will cause all the faithful to flow together as one. So we're very grateful to our Lord who is sending his angel messenger in fulfilling of his word.
Yes.
And for those of you who wants to follow, you can read Matthew 17, Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4. You can read Acts chapter 3, verses 19 through 23, and Deuteronomy 18 and 18, along with Revelation 14 and 6, the angel of the Lord that he is sending in this last day, who's having the everlasting gospel. So it's truly indeed a blessing to know of this work and to be witness to of this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people, you know, I'm telling you from the standpoint of what I know, what the Lord has revealed to me, this work is true. Now, perhaps some of you that have been listening to us, you like, well, I don't know. Well, I understand that. And this is why we point you to Christ, okay? And you may say, well, I don't know. Well, you have an opportunity to go to the Lord Jesus about it. We don't come on the broadcast to try to tell you that you got accepted because we're saying it. But we do come on the broadcast to give you this message and to point you to Christ and to let you know that Christ will reveal. The disciples came to Christ in Matthew 17 because they had been hearing the scribes talk about Elijah must come. And they turned to the source, which is Jesus. And they asked and said, why did the scribe said Elijah must truly first come? And Jesus not only confirmed it, but he gave revelation to it. He gave more to what the scribes and them left off from saying. He told them, not only he confirmed it, but he told them why Elijah is to come, and that is to restore all things. There has to be a restoring, people, among the Christian community. The body of Christ has to be restored because we are broken up in so many fragments. But the Lord will have a unified people that will be one, amen, will he come back for. I want to welcome on Sister Stella. God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless you.
Sister, you came on just in time. Because the brother turned it over to y'all and the other two sisters have spoken, so you came on right in time. So, sister, I'll let you have the floor.
Amen. Okay. I'm saying I would have been on here a long time ago. I had typing what the Lord had given me. I've been typing ever since this morning, and when Brother Lee called and said that he wanted us to have 20 minutes. And so I was trying to finish up with it. And then I was going to take and run it off, going to hit it that I can run some copies off that I can read it. And I lost it. And I had to try to retreat it. But I'm telling the Lord, bless me. I called my niece Cassandra and asked her how could I retreat the writing that I wrote. And so we just got she was sending me pictures and stuff and telling me what to put into my computer, and finally I got it pulled up, but I can't I don't know how to get it copied off yet, but I'm gonna have to get Helen daughter Christy to look at it, and she can show me how to print it off. Right now it won't let me do nothing but just pull it up. So I'm going to try to read the best that I can. You know, y'all have to bear with me on this here. The Lord gave me this morning about, I was just laying in the bed meditating, and the Lord, I was thinking about, brought to my mind about inner healing. And the thought to my mind was David said, you know, that the Lord restores my soul. And then I started meditating on that. And so the Lord gave me some writing. And so I'm going to read the best I can on here. That in Psalm 23:3, King David made a profound statement. I will quote, he restores my soul. Why did King David's soul needed to be restored? To whom he looked to do this.
let us look at two words on this statement. Restores and sold. Restores means bring back a previous right of practice, of custom, of situation, reinstated, put back, replaced, return means someone or something to a former condition, place, or position. Okay, that's what the word restore means. Example of this is repair, like a building, a work of art, a vehicle, or et cetera. So as to return to its original condition. Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, original condition. And soul is the emotion or intellectual energy, intensity, And say your soul speaks of your inner soul, inner person, that soul deal. It's alive and related to your experience, to your mind, your heart, will, and imagination. It also includes your thoughts, your desire, your passion, and your dreams. But your spirit speaks to the same inner life, which related to God, like our faith, our hope, and character, and things like that. And Genesis 2:7, God formed man from the dust. Then by breathing his divine breath into him, he made the body of that dust to live. The dust did not as bother a soul, but it became a soul, a whole creature. I asked the question in the beginning, why did David's soul need its restoring? Because his soul had received injuries in his life. He received wounds in his soul with respect to physical life. Perhaps from a child, he probably received rejection from family, friends, or strangers perhaps. He suffers from some kind of abuse, emotional, physical, that was affected. Struggling with past hurts and wounds, and Jesus wants us happy. And when we are happy, we can give him our best. And Jesus is waiting for us to bring every part of us that he has, that had been wounded and hurt to him, to be made whole. If we do not allow him to be our servant, to heal our deep hurt, our hurting self, we will not be able to share in his abundant life. We will.
Hello.
Hello.
Right here. Hello. Yeah, would
Hello?
You come closer?
Do we hear you, sir?
I can't hardly hear you, though.
Oh, you can't hardly hear me, Brother Lee?
Now I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, all right. All right, let me see what I do. Hold on, let me see what I left off at here. Okay, every born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ need an inner healing. Many of us struggling with past hurts and wounds. Jesus wants us happy. When we are happy, we can give him our best. Jesus is waiting for us to bring every part of us that have been wounded and hurting to him to be made whole. If we do not allow him to be our servant, to heal our deep hurting selves, we will not be able to share in his abundant life. We convince ourselves that we have forgiven that person who hurt us, but all the time we have put them in a nice neat box and buried them in our unconscious mind, which we have used as a garbage dump to put everything. We cannot deal with a hammer. If they are not dealt with, they will fester and hurt us most seriously. We must do as David did. He humbled himself before his heavenly Father and asked for his healing love. Let me share with you what I read about inner healing at the Last Supper. Jesus was washing his disciples' feet. And when he came to Peter, Peter refused to let him wash his feet. That's John 13:8. Jesus told Peter, if I wash not, thou hast no part with me. Jesus said to each of us as well, if I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me. Jesus waiting to be our servant to wash away whatever is limiting us from being whole, so that we can learn from him how to open our lives to bring each other, being each other's servant, allowing him to minister to others through us. Psalm 23:1-6. We see that David had made peace with God. He could boldly say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He humbled himself accordingly. He humbled himself acknowledging that God was his shepherd, and he was his sheep, and that he would lack for nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pasture, that's second verse. He leads me beside still water. The Lord will give his children his best. He will constantly lead us by his Holy Spirit that we will enjoy his peace. Number three, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. David knew that God is his healer and leader. Four, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Okay, many years ago, Brother Lee, I heard you, talk in the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going to read this. And many years I heard Brother Lee preach on the 23rd Psalm, and when he came to this verse, he really stood out. He explained this verse in a way I've never heard before. I remember him talking about walking through the valley of shadow of death. He said, in this valley, if I'm mistaken, correct me, you can help me out, were all kinds of sickness and disease and things that will harm us as we walk. We only would see the shadow. It was not the real thing. We didn't have anything to fear because Jesus was there to protect us. And I remember he was telling us about when we were walking in this valley, he said, remember that we're walking in the shadow. He said, not the real thing. And he was saying that in that valley were things that were called things that happened to us, like, death and stuff like that. But it did not harm us because it was only a shadow. Okay. And I said, unquote, and I was saying that a shadow is not the real thing. Like if we used to have our own shadow, we can see our own shadow, but that's not the real us. It's just a shadow. You know, it can be a shadow of anything. It can be a shadow, and we see like a lion. You see that shadow, but it's not the real thing. You know, so that was like an example. And the fifth verse said, God prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. We have many enemies that is all around us. God will give his people a great feast, and we will be eating when our enemies will be starving. Jesus will put his anointing up on us. Our lives will overflow with goodness, with the goodness of the Lord. Number six, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David could claim the blessing of God because he knew whom God was, because he knew the God whom he served and the God he knew. And God knew him. I had to ask the Lord many times for inner healing. There was time in my life I suffered hurt, rejection, unforgiveness, depression, which brought forth a spirit of fear, worry, torment, which took away my peace and my joy. These things present caused me to develop health problems. The Lord said, my daughter, if the body is sick, so is the soul. And I heard two men who were speaking at a family in the 90s, in the early 90s, said the greater healing is the healing of the soul. And the Lord started dealing with me about inner healing. I started studying on the subject, and Helen bought me a book called Inner Healing. If you are in need of a healing, go before Jesus and ask him to heal your soul. Ask him to go down into the dark areas of your soul and root up everything that is in there that don't supposed to be there. Ask him to show you who you need to forgive and to receive forgiveness from. And see, I would like to pray this inner healing prayer. It's this little book here. It's like a inner healing that you can get healed. Your soul can get healed. Okay. Let me get this right and stand up here. Okay. And this prayer here says, pray the prayer for inner healing. That thank you, Jesus, for your love for me. I thank you for being with me here right now. and throughout every minute of my life. Thank you that your desire is to be healed, is to heal me of the hurt and pain and confusion of my life. I need you so much, Jesus. And you are so good to me. I give you praise for being God and thanks for being near me. I ask you to stir your spirit within me, Lord, to guide this prayer, to release from deep within me only the memories that you see ought to be healed now. I ask you, Jesus, to increase my faith in you at this moment, my hope for a renewal life, and my love for you and myself. Help me through this prayer to see and love myself as you see and love me, Jesus. I give to me all the gifts I need to pray the perfect prayer you won't pray for me right now. Lord, I also want to renew my commitment to forgive at this moment all who have wronged me. And I ask that a special measure of your forgiveness, love, may flow through me during this prayer to all the people who have hurt me in the situation I will pray about today. Thank you, Jesus, that all this happened just because I asked for you. Amen. Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
Amen.
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 Yeah, thank you. Thank God. Tomorrow, we'll continue with the saga of the handmaiden speaking to mankind and everyone that have a listening ear. So continue on expanding the ministry of the handmaidens to speak to mankind in the world. We're grateful for this moment that the handmaidens of the Lord speaking words of life and hope to those that are looking and searching in the sorrow and grief and darkness of knowing not where to step, what to do for the broken places in their lives.
Thank you.
Been a blessing, and we'll continue to hopefully tomorrow. The Lord permit us, same time and station. We hope that those that would listen or have an ear, that you'll give us a few minutes to learn and hear without money, without price, without any charge. Or we ask you, give us a few moments of your time. Give us a moment that may affect your eternity. Not only your situation now in this world, but a few moments of your time could change and alter your life towards God in eternity for your benefit. So with love, we give this, the love that we give, we don't ask anyone for any money.
Amen.
Only a ear to hear and listen.
Amen.
Just a few moments of your time may mean the turning point of your great need in your life, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God, and the salvation to everyone that would believe, the extension of his plan right now with the Bible call, times of restitution, restoration, and refreshing to mankind. So, I was thinking, beloved, you know, I was looking at something that the angel messenger, by the way, you know, talking to people and having conversation with people around the world and wondering which part of the Bible do they believe. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain people who have the book we call the Bible, the word of the living God given to mankind. But when you talk to people, you find out that even people who claim to be believers of the scriptures and of the gospel and Jesus Christ, and some do and some don't, what part of the scripture of the Bible do they really believe? And you'll be surprised at some of the answers that you, you know, talk to people and conversate with people. They'll, well, I don't believe this, and I don't believe this book, and I don't believe old hymn, and I just believe the Old Testament. I believe it's a bunch of
new.
I believe it's a lot of myth, stories somebody made up just to get control of us. And then you hear all kind of remarks when they do surveys around United States of what they think about the Bible, what they believe and what they don't believe. Do they have a real intimate relationship with the living God? So as we go, you know, we talk with people, we find out what and where their lives are and what they believe. So, you know, the Bible, Jesus made this statement when he was on earth. He says, just before I come back again, the earth will be filled with unbelief. And you said, as you talk to people, especially in a Christian nation or a Western nation in particular, it is amazing that the unbelief, that people do not believe the reality of the Bible has been given to us, instructions and revelation and truth from God, that as you talk to people, the spirit of unbelief is so powerful, even among Americans. And it's really saddening, but it also confirmed the scripture when Jesus said, the unbelief, the spirit of unbelief, mankind will not believe, that faith will have dwindled, and they begin to believe in things. And you know how people are putting their faith in things and materialism. And so that's going around the globe about trusting in things for our deliverance, even in trusting the arm of flesh. And so it's amazing. So tomorrow night, the handmaidens of the Lord Jesus, the women of God, will again to continue to share with you some things that everyone in every place need to hear. Hallelujah. Not only for the women of the world, the mothers, the wives, the ambassadors, the medical technicians, the teachers, the counselors, but to all people, both male and female.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man and woman. And those who are confused who they are, because there's a lot of people who are confused in the world about whether they are male or female or something else. And we want to give some light and understanding that this confusion that is running around the world, whether you are man or half man or half woman or half man, I don't know, the confusion that's going around the whole earth now. But the Bible says that's nothing new. This has been before in ancient times. In the ancient times, this same spirit and same darkness has overtaken ancient civilizations has now come in the last days about whether you're male or female.
Got about a minute there, brother.
Yes, I see. So, male or female? Are you confused? Anybody confused? Has God created another gender or something that we don't know about?
No.
Okay. Well, be sure you tell your children, because this is going in our education. Be sure you teach your children now. Protect the future of your children, because this is going in your educational system in America and around the world. So beware. Beware. You are the guardian. Teach your children, because they're being salted with it. As we close tonight, we love you with the love of Jesus. Call upon the Lord, for he is near to them that call and seek him in faith. He will come and change and transform your life and redeem you and blot out your sins and put your name in the book of life through faith, trust in him, and baptism in his name. We love you with the love of God. We hope that you will listen here tomorrow night. This is Brother Lee and the people of God, and hope that you gain something tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for the broadcast tonight. We thank God for all you listening. As my brother said, tomorrow night we'll be back at 7 p.m. So once again, we love you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.